Jim, monitoring.
Jim, this is KO4 NUE.
You doing all right today?
Aggravated, but, yeah, I've had a pretty good day, I guess. Seconds and I'll show you. BHM, this is KO4 NUE. You hear that nastiness in my signal?
I hear that clicking.
Bad, Bill, or is it annoying, or is it something that needs to be addressed, or what's the deal?
Really audible. I mean, your voice is definitely coming through stronger than the clicking, but it's definitely something in the background going on there.
I'm on change my mic over. Stand by. KO4 NUE. Okay, so it's gone now, right?
I don't hear it anymore.
So, this is what I've done. So, I have put a cable where the Ethernet connector, a Cat5 connector, goes into the radio for the mic jack. I've come out of that into a 66 block. And then from a 66 block into another Cat5 junction box, and then the second Cat5 junction box on the other side of the deer camp. That way I can take my hand mic and just plug in outside or change locations of my mic if you're following me. And when I plug in my 66 box to make my other junction box is hot for the microphone, that's what I get.
Probably, it could be, well, I mean, depending on how the wires run between the two, if it's going anywhere near any electrical or fluorescent lighting or anything like that, it could be picking up that noise if it's not shielded and grounded.
Cat5 unshielded is running directly along the main DC line coming into the patch panel for my radio. So I'm assuming I'm picking up that DC pulse off of the main feed lines. That's the only thing I can think. And I'm either going to have to move the Cat5 line away from that or put some shielded Cat5 up, one of the two. I don't know.
Run in the noise on Cat5 cable and have actually put in shielded Cat5. I mean, it has an actual full shield that you can put light and ground on each end when you terminate it. But, I would imagine you're picking up just some kind of interference. I'm no electrical engineer by any means, but I've run a lot of network cable in my day.
I didn't think it would be that big of a deal, but obviously, you know, I've had a couple people just tell me that's just absolutely annoying. So I'm going to have to do something about it, but not today. I've been running this Cat5 through this deer camp all day, and I'm done.
An emergency, but yeah, I would probably try to reroute it and get it at least 18 inches away from any of the anything power or especially like I said a fluorescent light that's got a ballast or anything like that would create a hum or a clicking.
Hum or a click, Bill?
It is actually a click. It sounds like a watch ticking in the background.
Well, I guess I'll have to jerk that one out then and either reroute it or get some shielded cable, one of the two. But, you know, at any rate, it is what it is. How you been doing? What you been up to today?
Up over to Watkinsville, Georgia, which is just on the other side of Athens. A friend of mine's 6-year-old's birthday party, so we went over there and had some cake and popsicles and watched them play in a bouncy house for a couple hours, and then I'm getting ready to turn around and go out to dinner. We just got home a few minutes ago, but we're going to meet up with some other friends and go eat.
Well, listen, just going to let you know, I've got my hands on two equipment racks, 19 inches. So I think we're going to be able to do something that with the club.
Any standard equipment we could work with.
Take a little bit of modification, but you know, I think we might make something work if that's what the club wants. But if not, that's fine too. That's no, you know, no worries. But at any rate.
Let me get back with you in a little bit. 73 is my friend.